Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 7th chapter. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the town, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people." And this report about him spread through the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. O Lord, have mercy on us. So have you ever been out enjoying your day and just going about your business, maybe driving down one of the freeways, and then you're confronted by death? What I mean by is that you're just driving, and then all of a sudden you see lights flashing, then a hearse, and then a long line of cars with their lights on. You know that you've come across a funeral procession. Or if you've ever just driven by a cemetery and see all the cars lined up, we see the awning and a freshly dug hole, a few chairs set up, and people gathering. And suddenly you pause and reflect. Death meeting life. A particular situation that happened to me that was kind of unique, and I'll never forget it, is after my brother's funeral in Norburn, Missouri, we were going to Hankinson, North Dakota for his burial. And we were in the Kansas City airport. If you've been to Kansas City airport, it's kind of a unique place. You can see all the baggage being loaded. It's kind of a cool terminal. And as we were sitting there having coffee, it was pre-COVID days, people were just chatting, and all of a sudden this gal goes, "Oh my lands, is that a body?" Because there was a piece of cargo being loaded that said human remains. And I said, "Yes, that's my brother." She goes, "Oh man, I'm so sorry." I said, "Don't worry. That's just his shell. He's asleep in Jesus." Death meets life. This lady was just going about her day, and all of a sudden, there's a sign of death. Well, death is imminent, and it's all around us. We see it today with the counting chart of how many people died from COVID, or the big debate whether it was COVID or something else, or a regular flu, a heart failure, or some other core morbidity, or maybe even by death of an accident. Well, regardless of what you think of all this politically, we end up trying to deflect death among us. We're all going to die. We don't want to think about it. We're in denial. We avoid discussions of it. We avoid realities of it. We hate to be reminded of it. Nevertheless, it is a real thing, and we're all going to die, unless, of course, Jesus returns. That is our destiny, and that is the result of sin. Adam and Eve have passed it on to all humanity. We can try to avoid it, but we can't cure it. We have to live knowing that we are dying. Yet for us Christians, we have hope. We know that death, the enemy of God and us, has been defeated once and for all by our Lord Jesus Christ. This Jesus who comes to us in our text is the same Jesus that will give his life as a ransom for us and the world, and save us and the world from our sins. Our text presents us with the moment that most of those who are just going about their day, listening to Jesus, doing great things, saying wonderful, wise teachings, and then they run across this procession, a procession that hits them between the eyes. Here is a widow who not only has lost her husband to the enemy of death, but now is on her way to bury her only son. What a tragedy. Death has invaded the day and come across the path of Jesus and his followers. So the two processions collide at the city gates, the parade of life in a parade of death. The joyful crowd with Jesus is to step aside, to pity the widow and honor her son by getting out of the way. When the two collide, life stops for death. But not this day. Jesus has compassion. From his very bowels, from his inner soul, he feels for this woman. And rather than stepping out of the way, he goes to the widow and says, "Do not weep. Do not weep. What sort of thing do you say that to a woman on the way to bury her son? What else can she do but weep now that her son is dead? She has lost everything." But Jesus does not speak idly. Since it is death that brings the weeping, he will get rid of the weeping by getting rid of the death. He comes up and touches the funeral stretcher, stopping the funeral in its tracks. Then he says to the one who has died, "Young man, I say to you, arise." It would be even more foolish a thing to say than, "Do not weep," except that the young man sits up and begins to speak. And my friends, the funeral is over when the corpse sits up. He is alive again. So Jesus returns him to his mother. The crowd is fearful and they get it right. They glorify God because it is only God who gives life. They declare, "A great prophet has risen among us." And that is true. Only a great prophet like Elijah could raise the dead in the Old Testament times. But Jesus is greater than Elijah, not just a prophet who speaks God's word, but actually the word incarnate made flesh himself. And so the great exclamation of the crowd makes perfect sense too. God has visited his people. He has. And when God visits his people and tabernacles among them, life doesn't stop for death. With just his word, the Lord of life sends death scurrying away. How can this be? Because the raising of the widow's son is tied to the cross. The cross is the one time that Jesus yielded to death. Not because death overcame him, but because he willingly sacrificed his life for sin. By his sacrifice on the cross, he satisfied his Father's will for the sin of the world. And then what happened 3 days later? He rose again. He broke out of the grave. Jesus has conquered death. Death remains Christ's conquered enemy, and for now, he wills, your Savior uses this enemy to deliver his people from this world to everlasting life in heaven. Death couldn't hold Jesus, and for his sake, death can't hold you either. There's a good chance that you're slowing down. You're feeling a few more aches and pains in your body. It's getting harder to get up and get ready to come to work. And you no longer are quickly able to recover from activities that you try. It's one of those things that your old sinful nature will use to remind you that slowing down is just the beginning. Sooner or later, you're going to stop completely. You're going to stop because the wages of sin is death. Your old Adam would like that to overshadow your thoughts every day as you live in the shadow of death. But as we've noted around here before, death is just a shadow. It's cold and it's threatening, but it has no more power than that over God's people. As you contemplate the fact that someday you will come to a complete stop, you prepare for death by holding fast to this news that Christ was confronted by a funeral procession at Nain. He didn't step aside and give way to death. He stopped death in its tracks. He raised the young man from death to life with his holy word. He promises to do the same for you. And he already has. In your baptism, he raised you from death to life. You already have eternal life with him. For now, yes, you're still in this sinful world and your body remains corrupted by sin. Unless the Lord returns soon, death stands ready. Whether it's cancer, another terminal illness, an accident, or yes, maybe even COVID. But Christ does not yield to death and he will not forsake you to the grave. In fact, the story for you is far better than the story of this young man at Nain. The Lord will not raise you back to life in this world. He promises to raise you up to everlasting life in heaven. Therefore, when you are troubled by your own mortality and when you see death looming as an enemy that will not yield, you cling to the cross and hold it up in death's face and say, "I cannot defeat you, but Christ already has. I am his, for he has made me his own. As he rose from the grave, he will raise me too. If you want a shorter way of saying this, three words will do it. I am baptized. If it is given you to grieve right now, and many of us in our communities have lost loved ones, then cling to this text for the young man at Nain. Death is an enemy that delights in separation and is far too powerful for you or me, but its power has been gutted by Christ, who keeps his foot on the throat of the grave. Where you mourn, God grant that you do not grieve as those who have no hope, for there is hope in the Lord. As Jesus gave life to the young man in our gospel lesson, so he gives life to all those who die in the Christian faith. So just like traffic resumes after the funeral procession has gone by, life picks up again for those who pause for a moment to grieve the one who died. A month later or sooner, they can be back in the busyness of their lives because they don't have the same grief and don't know the same void that you do. Meanwhile, you're still stuck. Well, there's comfort for you in this text. Remember the words of the crowds who saw the miracle. The Lord has visited us, his people. It was true then. When Jesus became flesh and tabernacled and visited his people, he went to the cross to die for their sins, just as he does for you and me. He is risen from the dead, and now he continues to visit you, his people. He visits you in his holy word, the same word that raises the dead in order to forgive your sins in holy absolution. He visits you in his holy supper, where you go to your home congregation under your shepherd and receive the body and blood of Christ for the strengthening and forgiveness of your sins. And when you feel alone and forgotten, cling to Christ. The Lord of life has spoken his word, raised the man and sent death and weeping away. He did it all freely and he has done it for you. So go in peace, even in the midst of a pandemic. Death has been defeated. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Dr. Martin and Marie Dickey, who serve the Lord in Papua New Guinea. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.